Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, also to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those that are helping in the coronavirus effort to keep America free and safe. Now, let's not forget about the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working on the oil rigs around the country and around the world, too, helping keep America rolling along. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page, and then jump on over into the chat room, and you can start conversing with all the people that are in there right now. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's do the pledge times two. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Kyle, I'm looking at this map where all the violence has ensued and the arson fires and et cetera, and all that stuff. And they've all got one thing in common across the country. What do you suppose that is?
I think they're controlled by Democrat administrations. Yeah.
They are every one of these cities, okay, including my city that I'm sitting in right now, Tampa, where we had problems over the weekend. They are all run by Democratic mayors, Democratic administrations. Now, doesn't necessarily mean the state is a Democratic state, but the city, which is called with the highest local authority, and they have final say in what they want to do in their city, is run by Democrats. Now, that is a really strange coincidence.
It is a strange coincidence. And, you know, Captain, I've been watching some of the city leaders of various places around L.A. I think a lot of them are absolutely stunned. They seem to all have echo the same kind of thing about protests and these kinds of things. But I think that they're literally getting a real education here that there's a difference between protests and the kinds of wanton violence and destruction that they are seeing happening literally on an industrial scale at this point. There's all the fires, just ongoing disregard for any kind of law and order whatsoever. In fact, I was watching looters in Long Beach from the helicopter shot on the local news, and the police are literally maybe 100 feet away,
uh-huh.
And they still run into the stores and run out with stuff. They just seem to have absolutely no consideration that, uh-oh, the police are here kind of thing, or nearby.
It's called police light, but just listen to this list of cities. Los Angeles and the Los Angeles area, because I'm not going to mention all the different cities you just tossed in there, but Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Seattle, Portland, Salt Lake City, Nashville, Dallas, Cincinnati, Chicago, Minneapolis and St. Paul, Cleveland, New York City, The White House, of course, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Miami, Tampa. Wow.
Yes, wow is exactly right.
And I forgot Philadelphia. Sorry, I forgot that one. Didn't want to leave out Philadelphia, but maybe they'd want to be left out. But those are all democratically controlled, run cities. And I'm sorry, that's the one coincidence that's in there. And whether you like it or not, you're stuck with that distinction.
Yes, well, and of course, I think, you know, we go back to the very first demonstrations in the sense that turned violent, the rioting that went on, because there is a distinction between demonstrations and riots, but the riots that started in Minneapolis and how essentially the pullback was initiated, the mayor there completely lost control of the situation, and I think that laid the groundwork for this literally to spread across the United States. It was not dealt with decisively at all.
And I'm being asked if the Tampa mayor is not formerly the Tampa police chief under the former mayor, Bob Buckhorn. The answer is yes. But it's a totally different thing when you're a police chief versus a politician. Then you got to take other things into play, and it's whoever you surround around you. Just like this Keith Ellison thing, okay, because I'm not going to let anybody forget about that one. This is just unbelievable. The guy who is in charge of the investigation up in Minnesota, put there by the governor, who was talking tough yesterday about, well, you know, we have to make sure that we have everything. We're going to prosecute those to the fullest extent of the law and all that. His city council son, now has declared his support for Antifa.
Yes. And again, that just seems to be wholly incompatible with our basic American values and our basic American system. Everybody's got a right to say what they want to say and this kind of stuff. But again, it speaks volumes.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, it's a sign of I don't know what you could call it, the sign of upbringing, the sign of our education, the sign of the failure of our education. How's that? That these people are acting in the way they're acting right now because they don't see anything wrong with it. As a matter of fact, torching a church is now a way of life. What the heck? When did that start?
Again, see, this is what I'm saying. There's like a switch that just gets turned off that says, I know what I'm doing is wrong, but I'm just going to keep going. You know, this kind of thing. And that everything is fair game.
All right.
Wild.
Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to get back into some things here that we got because I've been sitting here talking about what's obviously the big problem right now. But now we'll get into some other news. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, I was down in Port Charlotte over the weekend, and they had a big crowd down there, a record crowd, and a very busy day on Saturday as well as on Sunday, too. Now, coming this weekend, June the 6th and 7th, they will be at the Minreg Hall. That's Minreg Hall. On 126th Avenue West in Largo, which is just off US 19, to the west, maybe a block and a half or thereabouts. It's like an old basketball arena that's there. But you can come in. They open at 9 o'clock on Saturday, 9 o'clock on Sunday. They're open 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. You can come in and shop the most modern and up-to-date guns and tactical equipment. They'll also have some other things there. Private collections of guns and knives that the Two Guys Gun Shows embrace, and they'll probably have some of what we saw down there in Port Charlotte, namely some of the bows and arrows, the archery stuff, maybe some fishing equipment to go along with it too, and some other very interesting things, outdoor supplies. But everybody that was there had a good time, and the deal was that the vendors had to wear masks. Even yours truly had to wear a mask to be there. That's the rules, and all the people coming in had to wear a mask, and they all were given a free mask, no problem there. And guess what? Nobody was bitching or griping or moaning about it either, because those were the rules. So, don't forget, meet me on Saturday at the Minreg Hall in Largo, Two Guys Gun Show, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 3. TwoGuysShows.com, the website for more, TwoGuysShows.com. Hope to see you there. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we kind of left in midstream here. Target is temporarily closing all their stores in Minnesota due to the dangers of the protest.
That's exactly right. Last I heard, they were closing approximately 175 stores in the country as a result of this unrest. I can tell you that two of those are within just a few miles of where I am in Southern California, and targets that I go to usually.
And the massive protests are now raising fears of the new coronavirus outbreak coming, because these people are on top of each other, no masks, no nothing, no social distancing. They're yelling, they're screaming, they're breathing, they're coughing, they're sneezing on each other and all that stuff. I don't know what's going to happen there.
Well, you know, what I think when some of this dust settles, we're going to hear the health experts, not only from the White House, but certainly from the state level or county level health officers, say expect to have more coronavirus cases. And I'm wondering, Captain, if this could be the real genesis of the so-called second wave. But this is obviously out of control. If we're dealing with a pandemic, we are seeing the very thing that obviously would...
Well, nobody's talking about it. And let's take a phone call. I think this is from Nanook of the North up here. Is that Nelson up there in Jasper?
Actually, I'm from Northern Maine. You know, I taught school in Maine.
Yeah, well, it's freezing up there. You don't want to go up there now. What's on your mind?
I was just going to comment on that. I'm glad I'm down here. I wanted to say that, you know, Keith Allison is a former congressman representing...
I know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I also know that he's the one that took his oath on the Koran.
Yes, I...
And when he became Minnesota Attorney General, he did it all over again.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. We got his number. I wanted to talk about the rally in Tallahassee on Wednesday, June 10, with Floyd Whiskey.
Wade Whiskey.
I'm sorry, Wade?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, Wade Whiskey. And the idea is that on June 10th, Wednesday at noontime, Virginia Fuller will be having a rally at the Old Capitol in Tallahassee. So anyone that would be part of his organization that is in town should go there. And the rally, we're going to have signs like "We the People are here," "Save our state," "Open up now," and that sort of thing. And there's enough information, I believe, there to get into the common events section of your weekly Florida weekly newspapers. Just a little common events idea, and just put it out that it will be at the Capitol and it will be at noontime.
Okay, you got it.
Thank you. All right,
and that's our friend Nelson up there in Jasper, Florida. Now, the other thing, Kyle, is that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo came out and said that other nations now are realizing the risk of an aggressive China, and suddenly they're starting to see the light. I wonder what nations he's talking about.
Well, exactly. Well, one would think, because we're seeing a lot of movement by China of late, not only having to do with the coronavirus, but, of course, this big issue with the imposing of the security law, the new security law, onto Hong Kong, which so many people are talking about effectively curtails the autonomy, what it has of Hong Kong, very, very severely, and allows the Chinese government to go in and essentially go after people who they think are, you know, some kind of threat to the party or to the state. So this is big time. And, yes, I think more and more countries will come around. Absolutely.
Now, the Minnesota riots are being compared to Baltimore in 2015, which was a real mess when they basically burnt the east side of Baltimore down. 380 businesses were destroyed in 2015 in Baltimore. And right now, so far in Minneapolis, it's 270. They got a ways to go to get there, and I certainly hope they don't.
Yeah, me too. Exactly right. Because there's so many mom and pop shops as well that are just have everything tied up in their store, and they're losing everything. And I might add too, Captain, you mentioned Target just a little bit ago. We also understand at this hour that CVS, Apple, and Walmart all are in some ways temporarily closing some stores or limiting their hours in some of these different places. Also, Amazon reported that it's also adjusting routes in Chicago, Los Angeles, Seattle, and Minneapolis, to name a few, to try to route around any of these protests and keep their drivers safe.
Well, sure. Now, the other thing is Joe Biden and the Democrats are planning for trillions of dollars in tax increases. I'm not shocked.
No, that's right. He said the other day he wants to bring a corporate rate to what, 28%? Exactly. Yeah, and he says, and you know, they're going to be fine. They can live with that, basically. And you know, I don't know what.
No, they'll drive businesses right the hell out of the country this time for good.
Well, see, and that's the thing, and that's an anti-Trump maneuver as well, because President Trump was trying to make it conducive to bring businesses back again. Larry Kudlow the other day was talking about, drastically cutting that in order to get business back.
Yeah. Now the Republican National Convention has set Wednesday for the deadline for the convention response from North Carolina. And if they don't get back and tell them that, yes, we're going to have it, and yes, you're going to have people there, and yes, we're going to take care of you, then guess what? They're not going to be there. And my prediction is they're coming to Florida.
I would concur with that. I'm not holding my breath that the state government in North Carolina.
That's because dealing with a Democrat again.
Say again?
We're dealing with a Democrat. Okay. The governor's a Democrat.
Exactly right. So I don't think they're going to want to accommodate the GOP at all.
And whatever happened to America, to being an American?
Well, there's been such a divide in our country as never before. And quite frankly, Captain, it is because President Trump won the election. This is in the most recent time. The divide has been growing and growing for a long time, and the Obama administration, I think, actually helped that along very much. But President Trump seems to be the tipping point by the loony left and the Democrat power elite that doesn't compute for
now,
them.
Let me move along a little rapidly here, because we got to finish a couple more things out here. SpaceX, tremendous shot over the weekend on Saturday, a tremendous shot. The astronauts made it to the space station up there, and everything is fine, and we showed that we could do it, so kudos to our space service, SpaceX, and our new space command, because apparently the commanding general who's in charge of those flights now from the Space Force was there.
Yes, and this was really something to see. I watched the whole thing live play out. It was really great to see us go back to space under our own power.
Yeah. Now, our congresswoman here, Val Demings, who's the former police chief of Orlando, has called for a national look at police abuse. I believe she's grandstanding for the Democratic vice presidential nod by saying that.
Well, sure, because right now it's the biggest cause right now that's going on in the news. So it seems natural for somebody to try to score some political points.
Yep, and one last final thing here. A new poll has President Trump leading Joe Biden in all the states that he won in 2016, a new poll. And it is not a poll that leans left or leans right. It goes right down the center. That's a tremendous bit of news.
That means uh-oh at the Democrat National Committee.
Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you've been at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The county attorney involved in the case of George Floyd is asking the state attorney general to get involved. Mike Freeman has gotten plenty of criticism from people who say he no longer has the public trust. This protester in Minneapolis says there's a problem with the system.
There's a few bad apples in the police department. No, it's a culture of bad apples.
A trucker apparently deliberately drove his big rig into a crowd of protesters on an interstate near the downtown. He was beaten by demonstrators, then arrested. None of the protesters were hurt. WCCO-TV reporter David Schumann says police were not welcomed in their area.
We have people on the bridge yelling at them. This was a peaceful protest. Everything changed when you showed up. That's when the problem started, people are saying, and they are just frustrated and angry that they feel under attack from the police force.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. In the event that you want to find out more about them, go to their website, NAA.edu. We'll have more about them coming right up right after this message.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston. And the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard of Tampa Bay. I'm on the east side. They're on the west side. So you can go to the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu, to find out more information about them. And then once you do, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800 859-2080 and ask to take the tour at one of their two locations, whichever one's easiest and the closest for you, Concord, Mass., or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida. Now, you'll find out how becoming an aviation maintenance tech will make your life a whole lot better, because you're going to start out in a high-paying, in-demand job that's going to pay you a minimum of $60,000 a year to start right off the bat, and the opportunity to make a whole heck of a lot more. So that's the National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Now, the president announced that he will extend National Guard orders authorizing domestic coronavirus response missions through mid-August, after the controversy surrounding the problematic end date next month for their work. Now, we have a lot of National Guardsmen that have been activated in about half the country tonight to deal with this civil unrest and rioting. And the president made an announcement or a tweet or something a little while ago. We must restore law and order. Well, that's obvious. I don't know about anything else. I don't know if it was a tweet or whatnot. I haven't had a chance to look, but that was a headline I saw come rolling across my dial here. But certainly the chaos is stunning in many ways. Most of us haven't seen this. You younger folks, you think you saw something in 2015 in Baltimore. That was bad. But back in the 60s, we had something that was even worse. The country was on fire just as it is right now. Many of the older folks out there, your grandparents, will be able to tell you what I'm talking about. It was definitely a race riot. This is not that. This is something that started out as a protest over a black man who was unjustly killed by at least one police officer who's been charged for murder and manslaughter. And probably two or three others that are going to be charged, because they were actually on top of the guy as well, holding him down, even though you couldn't see him until certain videos and pictures showed up showing them on the other side of the car. Now, all that being said, we have to understand what's involved here. People that were not even remotely interested in protesting in a peaceful manner. All they wanted to do was raise Cain and tear things up and set fire to things and all that, which is what they've been trained to do. Radical, really radical militants in the black. And by the way, there were some Black Panthers that were spotted yesterday in Tampa. I heard that one come over the police scanner. There were some Black Panthers that were spotted yesterday in Tampa. That's all I know. I didn't hear another word after that, but that's what I was told, and it came over the police scanner yesterday. Loud and clear for everybody to hear. Now, the Pentagon has spent 23% of its COVID-19 response funds. Congress is asking, why not more? Why haven't you spent more money? Well, the Pentagon has spent less than a quarter of its $10.6 billion that Congress gave it in March to protect military personnel and marshal the American industry to procure face masks, ventilators, and other products hospitals need in their fight against the coronavirus. And nobody has heard the answer as to why they haven't spent more money, or certainly all of their money. Well, maybe they didn't need to. Maybe it's because they actually had supplies that they finally found that they didn't know they had. Maybe. Because all of that's true. All of the above. By the way, the Defense Department held off on announcing locations where COVID-19 stop movement restrictions have been lifted and travel can resume without a waiver or exception. They don't want that to get out just yet. And VA patient deaths from coronavirus have now hit 1,200. But there is some progress being made. While we had a problem to begin with in a number of VA hospitals, the problem has been identified one by one by one, and it's being corrected as fast as it's been identified, so that's a good thing. Keep all that in mind. And as the U.S. Congress hardens against Beijing, two key lawmakers publicly added their support for a new military fund to boost deterrence against China in the Pacific, virtually assuring a Pacific deterrence initiative of some kind will be in the next defense bill. By the way, military police units are still standing by in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, home of the 82nd Airborne, and Fort Drum, New York, home of the 10th Mountain Rangers, to move at a moment's notice to go into any one of these cities where they're needed to assist the police. That may happen sooner rather than later. We just don't know. Now, a pair of U.S. B-1B Lancer bombers flew alongside 16 Japanese fighter jets during a mission last week over the Sea of Japan. The B-1B bombers are staying in the area as part of the buildup versus China, who is just sailing their biggest aircraft carrier around Japan on a fairly regular basis now. And once again, the U.S. Navy challenged the Chinese claims of the South Pacific, sailing an Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer, the USS Mustin, near the Paracel Islands, which upset the Chinese, but hey, It's only the Navy. And a five-member Taliban team was in Kabul last week to follow up on this week's prisoner release by the Afghan government that saw hundreds of insurgents freed. It was the largest single such release since a U.S. Taliban deal earlier this year, spelling an exchange of detainees between the warring sides. We'll see how that goes. Oh, and Iran is saber-rattling again. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps unveiled scores of new and upgraded defensive speedboats with a warning to the U.S. that it won't shy away from challenging American naval power. Well, now they have to deal with something else. It's called the laser weapon, which is on board some of our ships that are in the Gulf right now. Matter of fact, they had a nice big old demonstration for the Iranians to see within sight of the Iranian shoreline when a drone was flown in the vicinity of our warships and it was taken down by a laser. They got an opportunity to see the whole thing as it happened. Might make them think twice. We'll see. Now, also, in a letter, senators asked that the Pentagon to see how they're safeguarding troops and prisoners from an outbreak of COVID-19 at the Guantanamo Bay facilities, given the base's limited health care facilities. And so far, things are doing quite well there, thank you very much. But then again, it might have something to do with the high heat that's there, the high temperatures. You think so? I bet it is. All righty. We're coming right back. Let me take another look at the Highway and Byway Report when we come back. And then Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com will be around, and I'm sure we're going to have an enlightening conversation there. Okay, Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, and now it's time for a Trucker's Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our friends over at the National Aviation Academy. And here we go.
But I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect? Some old trucker's heart gets broke. Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them my mind, well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white wire.
All right, that's a highway.
Highway Junkie song, and we're going to get on down the highway right now because we're going to take a look at a couple things here. Dangerously hot temperatures and critical fire weather conditions are going to continue to be possible early this week over the desert southwest, and that hot heat is coming back to the deserts of California and Arizona and Nevada. Now, further north, severe thunderstorms will be possible from the northern plains to the upper Midwest on Monday, expanding into the Great Lakes on Tuesday. Now, we do have an area that's developing right now around Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. We've had a system that's just been kind of sitting there, just doing its thing with a possible thunderstorm or two in it for the past couple of hours. And it's still there right now. And that is scheduled to expand as the heat of the day gets into mixture and then move on over to the east across Missouri and probably up into Iowa and maybe even down into parts of Arkansas, too. Now, we do have a little bit of rain tonight. The central part of Montana is part of it. And also the central part of Wyoming has some showers there. Northwestern corner of Colorado, northeastern corner of Utah. And we've got our high heat going on right now and our whatnot going on over into the western part of the country, over across Nevada and over into the western part of Utah as well. Now, there's some really cold conditions, tonight as far as what's going on. And I have some info on where that is. It's up in the upper part right now of New Hampshire. And the northern part of Maine all the way to Nova Scotia. So there you go. And I do know that it's really cold up there because on Mount Washington, they're talking about temperatures maybe down around zero tonight, which, of course, is the highest mountain east of the Rocky Mountains. So we'll see what happens there. And, of course, there's some possible rain showers up and down, as always, up and down the Mississippi River. And not to forget about the fact that the western part of Tennessee, there's some scattered showers there between Nashville and Memphis right now. And they are scattered few and far between. You might run into one along 40. You might not. So just all depends. Now, that's the weather the way it looks right now. And I will tell you that it certainly leaves a lot to be desired when you're talking about all of the stuff that's going on in terms of what's going on around the country, and then the weather is not, it's not going to rain. What will happen is if the rain comes in and the nice weather we've been having goes away, this all stops right now. This all stops because protesters, they don't want to get out there in the rain and get wet. And, I mean, you might get your hair messed up and all that. I'm just being facetious, but you know what I was saying and all that stuff. And, Eric, I don't have any idea. I wasn't paying any attention to what you're talking about. The band. I have no idea what it is there. You'll have to figure it out on the podcast because I just played something. But, the Highway Junkie. I don't know who that is. So it is what it is. Now, the other thing that's going on here is the Russian Health Ministry has approved an anti-coronavirus drug called Avifavir. Now, that's the next drug that's on the horizon. Now, what it's going to do and how it's going to do it, don't know. But it's spelled A-V-I-F-A-V-I-R. Avifavir. And the Pope yesterday told everybody to pull together, avoid the pessimism in the coronavirus effort, and just get out there and get her done. Well, good for you, Mr. Pope. Lead by example. And as if that's not bad enough, with 27 years left in the original deal, the British Foreign Minister has said that Great Britain will not look away from Hong Kong and their responsibilities there because there is a treaty in place, and the Chinese are reneging on that treaty. Well, let's see how much good that does the people of Hong Kong when they decide to come in with their military and roll their tanks down the middle of Hong Kong, which is what you're liable to see. It's what you're liable to see. Now, the other thing is, the USA and their food prices right now are starting to go up. Now, we are probably going to see some high prices that are going to be there for a while, because I don't really see anything bringing them down for a while. And we'll just see how that all plays out. Now, the other thing that is happening here with all the trouble and the grief that we've got going on is the protesters in some cities were targeting Confederate and other military monuments, including in Washington, D.C., the Lincoln Memorial and the World War II Memorial. Wow. Treading on some pretty sacred turf there, my friends. Pretty sacred turf. Okay. We have got, I do believe, on the telephone line, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and you brought up an interesting point about Antifa, so I'm going to get right to it. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. Reference Trump taking to the bunker, or I'm sorry, reference Trump with the regarding the authorization to now hunt down Antifa leadership. With the signing of the designation making Antifa a terrorist organization, this provides the authorization to activate the 56 regional JTFs to hunt down the Antifa leaders. Now, this occurred this morning by, yesterday morning by Attorney General Barr of the DOJ. That was part of the order again designating Antifa a terror organization, which it was initiated by the Attorney General. As soon as that happened, the operational plan that has already been in place was implemented. It's one of the reasons the president did not designate the group any sooner. Now, this whole process that's to take place, if it had been done a year ago or even 6 months ago, there wouldn't have been any justification because they wouldn't have been any targets to target. But right now, the designated targets, the Antifa leadership, logistics, designated funds, cities, etc., are all out there in plain sight for anybody to see. And it's called target development. Now, it requires justification to go after them, meaning you have to have the current intelligence that justifies and verifies and validates the need to go after them. So this was initiated not by the president, although we think it was. I think he said that he did whatever. It was initiated by the Attorney General. Is that not the way it's done?
Well, Trump came out and said that Antifa will be designated a domestic terror organization. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that. That has to go through Congress. We don't have any domestic, any organizations that are have that designation because we don't have any such thing as that designation.
Okay, well... Here comes the break, so I got to let you go because you're going to get cut off here in about 5 seconds, and I'm going to get cut off in 10 seconds. So we'll be right back, and we'll talk about that on the other side of the break so we can clarify that. But, again, my information is that the Attorney General was the one that did it, not the president. And the president, I guess, took credit for it or something. Who knows? But anyway, we'll be right back with Denise Simon after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.